Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
This week we're looking at the topic of trust and what it may mean for us to have our trust abused and to recover from that, and just some tips and strategies for how we can grow our sense of trust and reinvest back into the wonderful sea of humanity that we swim in. When it comes to working with people and working with the human condition, trust of others, trust of organizations, trust of groups and individuals in our lives is one of the key considerations of the human condition, is one of the foundations of all social interactions, and can provide the backbone for successful societies, the ability to trust others and to feel safe and trust the community to which you belong. So it's one of the key considerations of the human condition, but it is also one of the most overlooked aspects of our life, and something which, unfortunately, we don't often actually consider or know we have until it's gone, until we have a negative experience where something in our life, an experience that we have with someone else, actually shows us that we aren't able to actually trust everyone, and that when that trust is abused, it's a very, very difficult thing. It can lead to a multitude of issues, everything from withdrawal in cases of severe trauma where humans have been particularly unkind to other humans. One of the biggest impacts and ongoing impacts that trauma survivors discuss and is key to trauma recovery is actually the growth and development and maintenance of personal safety and trust in others. If I learn from an experience that another human being can hurt me, it's going to be very difficult for me to trust human beings again. So it's one of our key considerations, and it can happen to anyone. And the transgression of our safety and trust can be everything from being taken advantage financially all the way through to quite severe and frightening and horrible incidences of trauma. So if you happen to be on the receiving end of some less than kind human interactions, what are some of the things which you can do to help re-establish your sense of trust and personal safety and connect with others again in the community? First and foremost, the key tip for everyone, trauma survivors through to their families and everyone else, is that the survivor, the person who has been done the injustice, needs to be in charge of their own safety and to be in charge of monitoring and maintaining that safety level at their own pace and at a time where it feels right for them. You're the driver of your recovery and your reclamation of trust. The second thing would be to maybe consider the impact of the behavior and hopefully find that it's actually the exception to the rule that people can be safe and trusting rather than the rule in and of itself. That there may be a lot of evidence in human interactions and relationships that you have that people can be trusted, but the key, the place to start is to look at those people that you do trust, to think about why you trust them, to rely on the trust and safety you feel with that small group of people, to then slowly grow your trust with others. Take them along on the ride with you, talk to them about your experiences and allow them to be a huge part of the solution. Think about trust and safety this week on Mind Games.